Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat door has been opened up. I'm your brother Ariel here once again at Elite Culture by the way of Kol Elohim, bringing you another journey into Abba's world, another journey into his word and to how he wants us to move for these next 6 weeks. I'm honored that he sent and he talks to me, that he gives me his word and pray I can move out the way and he can come through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's one of them songs that make you want to just stand up and praise, stand up and be accounted for. Always gets me. Always gets me. I love that song, Sweep Over My Soul. In fact, it's fitting because that's what we'll be talking about, the soul. The soul. One way or another, the soul of mankind. And here we go again with another thought about our soul. Another thought about our soul. One thing Rabbi Gershom McDaniel always said about Beth Yahweh, we know the word. The word is not a problem for Beth Yahweh or for some believers. Not all, but some believers. Knowing the word is not it. Applying the word in every situation is where we come into problems. You know, where our mind and our thinking and our ways come into play. And we don't apply the word or the spirit of Yahweh in every situation. But it's good because Abba Yah going to use that too. If we don't use it every time, trust me, he's going to come back around the corner with another situation and you'll use it then. You'll use it then. Let me open up with a prayer before I get to talking. And perfectly, everybody can hear me well and it's coming through loud and clear. Hallelujah. Yeah, once again for opening up the Shabbat door for us, Father. We thank you for that, Abba. We thank you for giving us the breath of life, Father. We thank you for also allowing those who are worthy, Father, to get the Spirit, your Holy Spirit, Father, your Ruach HaKodesh, Father. We thank you for that, Father. Father, what a precious gift you have given us, Father. What a gift that you have given us to know that we have salvation, Father. To understand salvation, Father, to be able to see what it is, Father, what it means, Father. For all those who don't know Abba Yah, who don't understand, Father, who don't see, Father, give them eyes to see, Father, ears to hear, Father, so they can see, they can hear your word, Father Yah. So as you want, Father, we don't want not one person to perish, Father Yah. Abba Yah, actually pray for all those who are ailing in any type of way, may it be mentally, physically, spiritually, any way, Father, that you touch them, Father, that you heal them, Father. And if they're going through spiritual battles, Father, that you allow them to understand that you are within them, Father, that your spirit lives within them, Father. And there's no battle, no battle that they cannot win, Father, through your spirit, Father. Through your son, Father. He has done it all, Father. He has laid his life down. We thank him for that, conquered in the heaven and in the earth, Father. So we thank him, Father. We ask and pray that our minds stay on that, Father. Stay on the understanding that Yahushua have done it already. He have won that everything, though it may not seem yet, bows to him. But everything in this world system bows to Yahushua. So we ask and pray, Father, that their understanding be within all your children, Father, all your trials, Father. If there's no other way that we can do it, Father. Without Yahushua, Father, we are doomed. So we thank you for the spirit and the body of Yahushua and the life of Yahushua, Abba Yah. In his holy and precious name, we pray and ask these things. Amen. So you, Yahweh, mighty one, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments and took pleasure love and favor gave us this holy Shabbat every heritage. Prince of creation, blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shabbat Shalom once again, Yisrael. Shabbat Shalom once again, and it's going to be a little odd. It's going to be a little odd. Funny because that's the acronym we're going to be using today. Odd. And in fact, that's what Abba gave me for the next 6 weeks is odd. Odd. And that is the name of it. But under that, he gave me like four different other topics that fall underneath of that. And I'm kind of talking in parables right now, and I'm not jumping right out there and telling you what odd is. You're going to be surprised when you find out what this is an acronym for, what ART is an acronym for. And when I read it, when I first saw it, I heard it, I looked it up immediately, and I was like, wow. Dora was talking about children, but we are Abba's children. We are his children in this world system. So hopefully we can get, we'll get into the Aki. We'll get into what does ARD mean. We got 6 weeks of lessons that RBI gave me and four subtitles under this ARD. And as we go on, and today is just an introduction where we will be reading scripture as usual. Got to have scripture in it. But we'll just be going through these subtitles and reading some things about what's odd, you know, what is odd, what's different. Something is odd, something is off, right? And when you find that acronym, you're like, wow, the DBR, you may feel like I felt like it blew my mind. It gave me the wow factor when I first read it. Couldn't even believe that it was such a thing. It was a thing. I thought it was a joke at first. No, that can't be a joke. But when you think about mankind, that's us. That is us through and through. Odd. We are odd human beings. We are odd to Abba Yah. We are odd to Abba Yah. Once I read that article, though, I will get to that article. And we will find out what is art. But as we go down, we'll read the other three topics that we'll be going through, too. And it's a lot of reading, so without further ado, I'm just going to jump into it. So I did have an experience. I always have an experience, but I may share that at another time when we get down to one of the other topics underneath of art. But it's been a week, trust me. Monday was when I was a bang. It's First John, our opening scripture. And it might change because Abba did show me another scripture, but fitting. Also, the other one was fitting too. You know, every time Abba gives you something that's fitting for what he has to teach. And we in First John, please, we all learned something out of Brother Yariel, and we're learning something from Brother Aharbel, who was laboring in the Word and has labored in the Word for our benefit. And all the other Marines who have taught within that time, who have labored in the Word. When scripture talking about they labored, they truly labored in the Word. If you ever had to do anything, you have to prepare yourself for it first. And then there's a process before that. So there's a laboring in the Word. So prayfully, we listen to those brothers. Prayfully, we applying what Abba Yah gave them to us. Because it's better for us when we apply the Word of Yahweh, when we hear it and do it. Even with applying it, because applying the Word of Yahweh doesn't mean that wherever the person is teaching, whatever Abba shows you, that you're going to get it just like that. And Abba don't expect you to get it just like that. To be truthful, he don't. But he do want us to apply it each time every situation comes up, because the Word covers our life in every way. It covers our life. Word of Yahweh, as we have talked on these airways many times, you heard many of the Morays say that the Word of Yahweh is the Constitution of Israel. It is our Constitution. And just like the United States has a Constitution, you don't have to stop at every stop sign if you don't have one. Stop at every red light if you don't have one. So you apply those laws to your life when that situation. But in every situation, there's something, his word, that we can apply it to our life. Abba gives the Moray's lessons so, because he's listening. He's listening to our crowd. So he gives them lessons where we don't believe he's listening. Sometimes whatever we end, we are so deep in it that we don't hear his voice. He speaks through the Moray's just like he did with Moshe. He don't stop doing that. What do you say about the children? I heard y'all cry. And some might say, oh, man, it was over 200 years we've been crying down here. That's all right. I heard you cry, though. I was listening. I paid attention. So eventually he raised up Moshe. And every time a Moray sits down and have to present Abba's word to him, he sits in. If you understand it or believe it or not, he sits in Moshe's seat. Yahushua had to come back and tell his Talmudim that he took the keys from him. He took the keys from him and he gave the keys to his Talmudim from the Pharisees, that is. But he said, listen and obey what they say because they sit in Moshe's seat. These transitions does not stop. Continues to move. It continues to go because our word continues to grow and continue to move. It never stagnates. Even what man would say they got from Malachi and maybe the quote-unquote New Testament, it was stagnant if you didn't hear it. That's a lie. It was always in this world system. It always moved. Never stopped. Stop. Stop. We will stop if his word stops. His word said he breathed the breath of life in Adam's nostrils, and he told Adam to make mankind after his kind. So that mechanism, that spirit that was in Adam, that is also in Kawa Eve, continuation. Spoke that. Speak it no more. Wisdom went into effect. Do the same thing year in, year out. Do the same thing year in, year out. It will always continually to move. It will not, it can't stop. Say, stop. Darkness was spreading. And the scripture says he put an end to it. He said, stop. And it stopped. If he says stop, there will be no mankind. There will be no creation. Everything will come to a screeching halt. And those who believe in the adversary, they don't have that understanding. For some odd reason, they believe the adversary will be able to keep creation going. He can't. He don't have the power. Word does not move like that. Word that moves like that. Yahushua HaMashiach word. Creation is him who has all power. Adversary don't have that power. He can't make nothing grow. He can't stop nothing from growing. He can't do nothing. Yeah, he has wisdom. He has that. I would have not taken that from him. And no mankind, no man without the Spirit of Yahweh can do anything with him. Nobody. We are inferior to him in every way without the Spirit of Yahushua HaMashiach. With the Spirit of Yahushua HaMashiach, he will flee from us. But that don't mean he ain't going to try to have it in our lives. And that does not mean that he won't try to steal you. But here we go. John, I miss y'all too, grandma. I miss talking. I miss teaching the word of Yahweh. I do get a chance at work to talk to people, but ain't nothing like sitting down with the family. And I wish we were in front of each other because, you know, I would have questions. I love to hear the spirit and see the Spirit bouncing on everybody. I see it moving through the congregation and ideas and Abbott and spark something in your brain and you ready to talk. I'm always trying to get up to open up, to get that fire started, to ignite something in all of us. I love that. Ignite the Spirit of Yahweh within us. So you could be that flaming fire. Not just a light, but a flaming fire. Like he said, he made his angels a flame of fire. 1 John 4:10, family. This may be our mantra throughout, and it may not. And this is love. Not that we love Elohim, but that he loved us and sent his son to be an anointing offering for our sins. And we wanted the thought that Abba was giving, especially with this art, I wanted to start that way because I don't want us to forget that Yahushua died for us. I don't want us to forget that before we knew him, he caught up in whatever we're going through and forget the love that was already shown to us. And I know situations can do that. I have been there myself. And we forget the love that Yahushua have already shown, the Father have already shown, he have already sacrificed his son for us. Done for us way before we came in this world system. So regardless, when we go through these scriptures and we hear all this stuff about us, still using me. And again, I always ask Abba, why are we going this way? Because I want y'all to hear my voice at all times. At all times. Regardless of the situation you're going through. But if you can understand a little bit more about you and how you tick, you can understand that and how to move you off that solid rock, Yahushua HaMashiach. What you were born with. The first thought that comes under odd, not tonight, because again, we're still in the introduction. This is the introduction. The first thought was understanding the human condition under odd. We got three more that we're going to read John 5. The whole chapter of John 5. Because again, we coming. Abba Yah is coming. And we want our spirit to be fortified. He want our resolve to be upright. He want us to be ready. Because the little bit stuff that we go through now may get a little harder as we move towards total judgment. It may get a little harder. Fortify our spirit and make our spirit and our faith a little stronger. What we have to go through won't be that bad. Not saying it ain't going to be bad. It will. It will. But we'll be standing on the rock. Now, we sure told us that. Don't build your house on sand. Build your house on that solid rock. So when the winds, when these spirits come, you won't get knocked off on that rock on the shore. They blow all they want. They can blow all they want. You won't get knocked off that easily. Romans 5, family. We're going to read the whole thing. And we just building. We are just building. We are building faith. We are strengthening our ruach. outstood. Therefore, having been declared right by belief, we have peace, Elohim. Messiah Yahushua, Master Yahushua Messiah. And I'm reading out of the CS 2009. Also, we have access by belief into this favor. We stand and we exult in the expectation of the esteem of Elohim. And not only this, but we also exalt pressure, knowing that pressure works endurance, and endurance approveness, and approveness expectation, and expectation does not disappoint, because the love of Elohim has been poured out in our hearts by the set-apart Spirit, which was given to us. For when we were still weak, Mashiach in due time died for the wicked. One shall hardly die for a righteous one, though possible, for a good one, someone would even have the courage to die. But Elohim proves his own love for us, in that we, while we were still sinners, Mashiach died for us. Much more than having now been declared right by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, being enemies, we were restored to favor with Elohim through death of his son. Much more, having been restored to favor, we shall be saved by his life. This, but we also exalt in Elohim through our Messiah, through our Master, Yahushua HaMashiach. We have now received the restoration of favor. For this reason, even as though one man's sin did enter into the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men, because all sin. For until the Torah, sin was in the world, but is not reckoned when there is no Torah. But death reigned from Adam until Moshe, even over those who had not sinned according to the likeness of the transgressions of Adam, who is a type of him who was to come. But the favorable gift is not like the trespass, for if by the one man trespass many died, much more the favor of Elohim and the gift in favor of the man, of the one man, Yahushua HaMashiach, to many. And the favorable gift is not as by one having sinned, for indeed, the judgment was of one to condemnation, but the favorable gift is of many trespass unto righteousness. For if by the trespass of the one, death did reign through the one, much more those who receive the overflowing favor and the gift of righteousness shall reign in the life through the one, Yahushua HaMashiach. So then, as though one trespass, there resulted condemnation to all men. So also do one righteous act, there resulted righteousness declaring of life to all men. For as though the disobedience of one man, many were made sinners, the obedience of the one, many shall be made righteous. Amen. And the Torah came in beside so that trespass would increase. But where sin increased, favor increased still more. So that as sin did reign in death, so favor might reign through righteousness to everlasting life. For sure, HaMashiach, our Master. Amen. Simply put, Adam brought in sin, but Yahushua brought in life and favor and gave man an opportunity, a pathway to get into the kingdom, a pathway to life, true life, everlasting life. And he did that again while we were yet sinners. He didn't do that while we was righteous and high, mighty, and pious and everything we did. He did it while we were sinners, while we did not deserve his love, while we did not deserve his son's death. He did it. It should be an example to all believers. When you're dealing with someone out there, you believe, or we believe, your compassion, don't deserve your love. We are his children. We are the example of Yahushua in this world. Time should never be a situational thing. Is someone on the street and they just ignorant and raggedy and they want to tear down what you believe in? Scripture says you cast not your pearls among swine. You don't deal with that person. Him to stay in whatever state he or she, they in. You don't deal with that person. And in Yahweh's word, deals with every situation in mankind's life. And he gave us his spirit so we're able to navigate each situation. But someone who's just downtrodden and outright of the master, even if they armory, they angry, your love's supposed to change that. Your love's supposed to be one of the things that they encounter. The spirit of Yahushua is every human being should encounter every time they meet you, situational wise. Now you run into a hostile situation and everybody hostile, is you running in there with love and everybody cool? No. You may have to be a little stern running in there. And again, that's tough love. Tough love, though. We just want to get these thoughts out from the beginning so we can have these at the forefront of our mind. That we were sinners, and we still are, yet we live a righteous life, yet we try our best to live a righteous life. And we get on our knees every night, every morning, and even in the afternoon, three times a day. We pray so we can stay on that straight and narrow road. All right, y'all. If I get a chance, I will send this. I'll get into what is art, and this is still underneath the first one, understanding the human condition. We will get into the other one a little later. We won't get into all of them tonight, y'all willing, y'all wanting. Here's what art is. Oppositional defiant disorder. That's art. That's the name of the lessons for the next 6 weeks. Oppositional defiant order. When I heard that, I'm like, man, that can't be real. Is doctors and psychiatrists really classifying this as a disorder, as a part of human? As a part of human nature? And when I first heard it, I'm like, man, please. But you know how I'm with you. Hold up now. Hold up. Look at it. Read it. Hear it. Because, you know, for me, it was a bunch of foolishness at first. I was like, no. But now, read it. Open it up. Look at it. And I did it. I went and opened it up. I listened to him, and that's mankind. Oppositional defiant disorder. That's us to Abba. We are always in opposition to him. Wait, what does scripture say about enmity? The carnal mind is an enemy to the Most High. Oppositional defiant disorder. We don't talk about children. Abba's word. Them for it is odd. And I thought that was kind of odd, for real. I like, wow, you never cease to amaze me. You're able to go into this world system and pull out your word all throughout it. All through. Get a chance, I will send this out. But you can go. Hallelujah. Toda Aki. Brother Yariel just said the children are being labeled by this now. Which, that blows your mind. Wasn't no oppositional defined disorder when we was growing up. Guess what the scripture says about that? You spare the rod, you do what? For the child. Gonna take that away, beat the kid. So guess what you got now in 2024? Oppositional defiant disorder. These things, because this is a disorder now. Yariel, no, he works up there and then in the psych ward with the kids. Although he worked throughout the whole university complex, his insecurity, but he have to go up there. But this is what they classifying the kids as. I would call it carnal mind is enmity. Carnal mind is enmity. He also broke out. At first, it was ADHD. Moving it. They keep moving it. We won't get into that, too, matter of fact. We won't get into, not tonight, but we won't get into that. Hallelujah. Toda Aki. They keep moving it. They keep coming up with these different terms to say, you know what? Just why not just say we all sinners? What the word says. Do that. Mankind. But you know what? It will give credit and credence to his word. That's why they can't do that. They just got to keep moving the goalposts. But you know what? As they keep moving the goalposts, they get closer and closer to his word. And the many times we did read in the scripture, he talks about, and he laughed at him. He laughed at man. To be wisdom. He laughed at him. Because you know what? It's going to come full circle. Come right back to him. All that foolishness we do, we're going to end up right back to him. All of it. Oppositional defiance. I'm not going to read all of it. I'm just going to read majority of it because, again, we just in the introduction. Oppositional defiant disorder. It is a behavior disorder in which a child displays a pattern of or cranky mood, defiant or combative behavior, vindictiveness toward people in authority. Again, authority. Talking about children, but that this is mankind. Is the authority. Abba Yah. Don't have this disorder. We want to start off with that. Mama working in working with mentally challenged people, and we had what was called the sandwich effect. You give them something nice, then you come with that thunder, then you got to give them something nice again. You just can't come with thunder first. You got to give them something nice, and then you come with the thunder, then you got to give them something nice again. Man, first, root up, as I would say, root up, tear down, and then he says to rebuild. They steal everything from us. Everything goes back to them. Everything. Child behavior often disrupts their daily routine, including activities within the family and at school. It is not unusual for children, especially those in their terrible twos and early teens, to defy authority. Now and then, they may express their defiance by arguing, disobeying, or talking back to their parents, teachers, or other adults. When this behavior lasts longer than 6 months and is more extreme than what's usual for the child's age may mean the child has odd No. Estimation 2% to 16% of children and teens have ARDS. In younger children, this disorder is more common in boys and teens. It happens about equally in boys and in girls. Typically begins at age 8. Numbers right there, right? Many children and teens with ARDS also have other behavioral problems, like attention deficit disorder. That's what Brother Yariel just talked about. Learning disabilities, ADHD. More disorders, such as depression and anxiety disorders. Some children with oppositional defiant disorder go on to have a more serious behavior disorder called conduct disorder. With conduct disorder, a child shows social behaviors such as bullying, stealing, and cruelty to animals and people. And this is some of the symptoms of oppositional defiant disorder. Sometimes it can be hard to tell the difference between a strong willed child and one who is showing symptoms of oppositional defiant disorder. Here are some signs to look for. During repeated tempting chances, excessively arguing with adults, those with authority, refusing to comply with requests and rules, trying to annoy or upset others, or being easily annoyed by others, blaming others for their mistakes, having frequent outbursts or anger, resentment, spiteful and seeking revenge, swearing or using language, saying mean and hateful things when upset, showing vindictive behavior, seeking to hurt others at least twice. Out of all these things, how many, as we was reading, things that we did, whether it be in your personal relationship or your job relationship or whatever relationship you have with someone else, that we displayed those things. See, it's not just the children. We all the Most High's children. We all display these characteristics right here. Every now and then, what did Yahushua say? It's not the outside of the cup that needs to be clean. It's the inside of the cup that needs to be clean. If you clean the inside of the cup, the whole cup will be clean. Far too many times, we worry about the outside of the cup. And the inside of the cup is filthy. We were born that way. We were born filthy inside. What does Scripture say? Born in sin, shaped in iniquity. We were born that way, cleaning the cup. Every time we recognize something that's outside of the will of Yahweh, we're supposed to work on that. Or every time we recognize these characteristics that we just read, we're supposed to work on that. And I know a lot of times in relationships is something called manipulation that we do to one another. We do that. We manipulate through our emotions to one another a lot to do what we want them to do. So we use our emotional tactics to get the person to do what we want to do. And not just in marital relationship, any relationship you have with a brother or sister, with brothers and sisters, we use these same tactics of manipulation or show our displeasure in what they do many times. Talk to a friend of mine this week. And we were talking about a loved one that wouldn't do something that you asked them to do. And what happened to the other loved one? the other loved one will get mad at the other loved one. At that moment, they don't want to be around them. At the moment, they don't have two words to say to them. And that's the manipulation we're talking about. But the question I asked was, how is that that's supposed to work? If you love the person, if you want the person to do something for you, but when they don't do it, you have this ill will towards them. You're angry at them. But you're showing love, and maybe is the loved one that's trying to get you to go to the doctors, and you won't go to doctors. But you know you need to go to doctors. But it's upset because you won't go to doctors, getting mad at you. To see how our minds work. Those things for me, is I want to get to the bottom of that. And what is that? Is that how in the world I'm going to get angry? Because in the beginning, to be well, you to go to doctors. But you don't go, I get upset with you and I don't want to speak to you. I want to get away from you because I'm mad at you. But in the beginning, it's supposed to start out as love. See how quick our love turns. And we all have experienced that in our life. We get mad because they don't do what we want them to do. See how messed up we are as human beings. We messed up. Our thinking process, everything is messed up. Because we get angry at the ones we love because they won't do something to help themselves, to better themselves. I remember breaking up a fight because someone didn't want someone to go outside in that manner. But the whole key was, baby, I don't want you to go out like that. You looking skanky. Boys all the way up to a fight. Fighting your baby. In the beginning, you don't want them to go outside like that. Have care for them. Right there at the door. As human beings, it's selfish and it moves so fast. That thing moves so fast. Move fast on it. You ain't doing what I want you to do. I'm mad at you now. How does that work? I mean, that's a personal question for all of us. How does that work when you're looking at your loved one that you love? I don't get it. I know because I've been there. I've done it before. I'm upset. I've done it before. You get upset with you because I want you to do something and you ain't doing it. I'm upset. But it's selfishness. All we gave us was in man. The works of the flesh. What we got to perfect is the fruit of the Spirit. The word is there. We just have to learn how to perfect it and walk as Yahushua walked. And you think about the things that Abba had us to go through. Attention, some of them is not taped, and I wish they was. But trust me, the brothers got notes, and if you want their notes, ask them for their notes. They don't have no problem sending them notes out. The Morays. But Abba has us going through these spirits. These gifts of the Spirit, because this is what's supposed to activate within us at these times. And it says, the scripture talks about how the Spirit is with, the gifts is within all within the Spirit. One may have this one, one may have that one, but guess what? If you have the Holy Spirit, you have all the gifts. One may be more for you that Abba Yah said, you know what, I see this in her. I see this in him. So I'm going to perfect this gift in them more than the other one. But that doesn't mean that you can't tap in the other gift. That don't mean that. That don't mean that when it comes to the fruits of the Spirit, that this fruit right here that I'm better at, You know what? This one right here, I got this one. We got to perfect all the fruits of the Spirit. All of them. First, we got to understand what's a we. Yahushua said the cup is dirty. inside of the cup is dirty. I'm going to finish there, family. If you want this, or you can just go online, and punch it in, because it is an actual disorder. Odd. Oppositional defiant disorder. That's all. That's all of it. You know, and another one we're going to be going through is the Diagnostical Manual of Mental Disorder. The Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorder. We will be going through that too, family. Let me see, did I get that? Alright. The DSM. We're just going to read a little bit about it. Some of us may know what it is, and some of us may not. But all these disorders, nature, Spirit of Yahweh will help us overcome. It is the antidote. The Spirit of Yahweh is the antidote. I'll send this out to you if you want it. The Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, 5th edition, text revised, featured that most current text updates based on scientific literature with contributions from more than 2,000 subject matter experts. You know, they didn't experiment among more than 2,000 people. That's what it is. The clever way they just said it. The revised vision includes a new diagnostic, long grief and prolonged grief disorder. That's important. Prolonged grief disorder. Let's ask a question about this particular disorder. How we think I would feel about that? A prolonged grief disorder. And that's personal. We got to answer that. That when we grieve so long. I know the scripture says he gave us 30 days, but is that what he really means? After 30 days, you know what? Cut that crying out. Cut all that out. That's it for you. Get back on that horse. He understands the human experience way more than we ever can. Way more than we ever can. But do he want us to have a prolonged grief disorder? No. Eventually, he wants us to give whatever it is over to him. And that's when we don't, we in what? Odd, right? Oppositional defiant disorder. That's the one we're going to start with. And if we start with that one, everything else falls underneath of that. Other things falls under odd. Long grief disorder, because we are not allowing Abba Yah to heal us, to remove some things. And then, even with that, something comes with that. Something, we got a lesson for that too under odds. Something comes with that prolonged grief disorder. Somebody at the door. Somebody came in. Something came in. See, they classified it as a disorder. Abba Yah classified it as something else. We'll read about that a little later. Let me find where there I go. Clarifying modifications to the criteria sets for more than 70 disorders. 70 disorder. Addition of international classification of diseases. The 10th revision of clinical modification, symptom codes for suicidal behavior, non-suicidal self-injury, and updates to text for most disorders based on extensive review of the literature. In addition, the DSM, that's our acronym for that, includes a comprehensive review of the impact of racism and discrimination on the diagnosis and manifestation of mental disorder. The manual will help clinicians and researchers define and classify mental disorders, which can improve diagnostics, treatment, and research. And it gives a whole bunch of reviews, and you can go look that up for yourself, family, or you can say, text me, and I will send that out. So understanding the human conditions, we'll be going through, I will go through all of them, family. And it also, the diagnostic, the DSM. I have to keep saying that over and over. The DSM, which was the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorder, which all falls under ARD. And we got scripture for that. As Hebrews 4, Hebrews 4, 16. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Yahushua, son of Elohim, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who was tried in all respects as we are, come boldly to the throne of favor in order to receive compassion and find favor for timely help. Again, the sandwich effect, man. Abba Yah, the problem, he always have an answer for. He never brings a problem up without resolving it. Resolve. Have to get on board. We have to remove the odd, the oppositional defiant disorder. You have to move that. And that's a fight. That's a fight. I see it every day. I know you hear Yariel and Harbell and even Mariel have to teach. They talk about the hospital because you have Baltimore City. It's a simple sign that say employees this way. Some end up at the same way. But because the hospital wants to keep a track of who coming in, have these two lines. We've got to come non-employee. I don't see why we got to go over here. Simply because the hospital rules say, I need you as a visitor to get in this line. Why is that a question? Why we got to question that? At University of Maryland Medical System, it tells you, as an employee of University Medical System, you must display your ID before coming in this building. Do you know employees argue with the security, talking about, you know me? It's a part of your job. Your ID before you come in there. Argue why I got to do that, because simply because University of Maryland says you must do that as an employee. So identification, employee. Spot, our brother Yariel, he hates that spot, because when I say Baltimore comes in that front door, Baltimore comes in that front door. That goes on right there. Who have oppositional defiant disorder on display when you see it. Wherever you work, I'm guaranteed you see it too. I guarantee you see it all over. People want to be defiant. They don't want to listen to authority. Yeah, I do whatever I want to do. But that's how people want to live. Don't tell me nothing. I don't care if it's right for my life or not. I don't want you to tell me nothing. Let me live how I want to live. See what Yahushua is. 14 again. Therefore, since we have a great high priest whom has passed through the heavens, Yahushua, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest able to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who was tried in all respects we are, apart from sin. Therefore, let us come boldly to the throne of favor, passion, and find favor for timely help. We talked about that timely help in every situation. We'll find favor, we'll find grace in every situation. But guess what we got to get rid of first? Odd, oppositional, defiant disorder. We got to get rid of that first before we can find favor. If we ain't listening to him, how are we going to find favor? Because he's whispering, he's telling us, he's allowing us to know what's going on. The next one we'll be going through is masculine energy and feminine energy. Masculine energy and feminine energy. You know what? First of all, you give me these lessons. I'm going to cram all that in 6 weeks. One of them is a 6 weeks lesson. But you know what? I'm just going to follow and we're going to move how you say move. What's one coming next? I have no idea. I'll sit and wait and say, all right, we're going to move on this. But all of it falls under odd. All of it. And he gave me this about 2 weeks ago, and it kept changing. But it was still thought. Still, the thought was the same. But some of the things he was tweaking as I was listening. But we'll be going through this one, too. Let me see if I got an article on that one. And this one is talking about learn the difference between masculine and feminine energy. Because, you know, that's a battle now. That's a war in the world right now. The masculine energy and the feminine energy. And how he gave me this is as I was looking at a coworker of mine. And I saw her come from behind the desk. And she has no, to me, no feminine energy about her at all. There's nothing feminine about her at all. She bops. I saw her jump up in two men's face. Came from behind the desk. And these two men are security. So older, so I don't know if it was that had played a part in it or not. But they buckled down to her. They bowed down to her. Came bopping from behind that and leaned on one, and then the next time went over and leaned on the other. It was giving me blurred. And not just with the homosexuality that's going on, but with all of it, the masculine and feminine energies is blurred. You know, they are meshing together. Talk about that too. All of it falls under odd, right? Because within that, there are men who are taking backseat. Man, hallelujah. Brother Yariel sent out gender identity disorder was removed from the DSM around 1974. Amen, hallelujah. And why would they do that though? How would they remove gender identity? And here we go, 1974, 50 years ago, 2024, the line is pure blurred right now. Pure blurred, where, as I was talking, a man bows down to that woman. Not saying he got to stand up and say, I'm a man, goddamn, you're going to listen to me. Da, 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 da. No, that's not it. Ways that she approaches him, take off his testosterone within him, that energy that's in him, that manly energy, it won't buck up. Not to belittle her, not to look at her as she's nothing, but as she's on the same level as him in salvation. But there is an order, and we cannot deny that Abba Yah gave an order. But here in 2024, that order has been blurred, and especially in the black community. It's like we at odds with one another. Somebody done set a fire, and we can't even put it out, arguing with one another on social media about male and female. Guess what? That's a little odd, ain't it? And that's a little odd. Oppositional, defiant disorder. But now you got some women, hey, I can read, I can do everything you can do. In fact, I may can do a little better than you. I can read a little better than you. My education is a little higher than yours. You know what I mean? So the world system says that when it comes to that, we on the same level. So, son, you might want to take a seat, back seat to me. A little higher than yours. My pay grade is higher than yours. I get paid more than you. Society says that, you know, the breadwinner is the HNIC. Not Yahweh. Not Yahweh. And you could tell this was written by a female just on the thing. Hallelujah. Brother Put, Brother Yahweh. He said, interact with them according to knowledge. According to knowledge. Amen. And a couple months back, Abba gave me that question. That question was, is it better to love a woman first or to know her first? Most men said, there's various people asking, some women and men. Most men said, it's better to love her first, what most women say, to know her first. It's better for him to know me first. How many times that you done showed all that love, you done did things and you've been loving and y'all ain't gotten to an argument and the first thing she say, you don't know me, you don't listen to me. She say, me. Deal with her according to knowledge. According to knowledge, deal with her. What knowledge? Is wisdom, is understanding. And it starts off right. We all both have masculine, male and female in us. We have masculine energy and we have feminine energy in us. But we're just going to read a few of this. We're not going to read it all. We all have masculine and feminine energy. The masculine and feminine energy has nothing to do with gender. And both male and females can tap into both essence. Typically, one of those energies is dominant. You may recall a friend who is male, but he doesn't struggle to express his feelings. Or contrary, a female friend who has the go and get mindset, which is based on masculine energy. Hence, a man and woman can be predominantly feminine or masculine. That's why we're going to get into this. We're just reading this. But we're going to allow the word of Yahweh to describe these masculine and feminine energies. It's characteristics that men must display and the characteristics that women must display. Yahweh going to do that. He's going to describe what's masculine and what's feminine. Yes, we do know that both are within us. But if you're born with some genital, the jewel, then you mean that the masculine energy must be dominant. You're born with the matrix, the womb, the feminine energy must be dominant. Although you have some masculine energy. Dominant energy, the dominant spirit, we just use it, energy. We all know it's spirit. Spirit about you, feminine. Not be masculine. Coming from behind the desk, jumping into a man, when the man, because if y'all ever get down to it, you're stronger. Abba gave you such a wisdom that you would never have to jump in that man's thing. If you, as a woman, tap into that. You would never have to even raise your voice to that man. We understand it. It ain't like we going, I'm going to sit here and beat women up because of that. I know what society has done to us. Abba know what society has done to us. That's why we're going to talk about it. He know and understand how society has blurred the lines. And why you have some men that's docile, who have taken a back seat to that argumentative woman. And after a while, he just got tired of arguing. Scripture says these things. Scripture says a brawling woman, a arguing woman will make you go sleep up on the roof. Go to a man who sleeps in a house with a contentious woman. That man, and boy, I do not envy you. But something got mixed up, and man didn't step into his masculine energy the way he's supposed to. He allowed that woman to rule over him. But that's scripture too. Everything's scripture. That thing can be found in there. What do you say? Your women shall rule over you, and your children shall oppress you. Our word is true, if we believe it or not. The proof is in the pudding. We can look in this world system and see everything he talks about in his word for our eyes. But do we believe the word of Yahweh? Odd, no, that's kind of odd, right? That's odd. Oppositional, defiant disorder. I like that. I like that. Total obvious. I'll share with you the difference between feminine and masculine energy. And for simplicity, I'll use the term she to describe feminine energy and he to display masculine energy. However, keep in mind that both energies are beyond gender. Even with that, you got to be careful because they still trying to push a certain thing. And I'm going to tell y'all, they right time yet for that. What you mean they right, brother? Oh, yeah, it's male and female. What you mean? They right. But I'm telling you, there's not time for that. Because in the kingdom, there's no people up there. There's no angels running around up there with some genitals. There's no angels running around up there with some moon. They ain't till they come into this realm. Play that. Only place where is non-gender. It's masculine principles, it's feminine principles that's within the spirit of Yahweh. That's in both. But we ain't there yet. While we here, Abba said he had born a man child. They had born a woman child. He gave us gender. Here. I'm right now. We have gender. Masculine and feminine principles within us, though. And we just talked about which one should be the dominant. So for that, though, also, and that's it, it is just, article. We'll go back to that, though. We're going to Bercy. Y'all know Bercy. We got to go to Bercy because this is where he's talking about it. 2:7. That's Genesis 2:7 for those who don't know. And Elohim, and Yahweh Elohim, formed the man out of the dust from the ground, breathed into his nostrils breath of life, and the man became a living being. I like how this one says it, the breath of life. Because again, we talked about it a little earlier, that breath is continuing. It's still moving. It didn't stop. So let's jump down to 18, in the same chapter, going down to verse 18 to 23. And Yahweh Elohim said, not good for the man to be alone. I am going to make a helper for him as his counterpart. And from the ground, Yahweh Elohim formed every beast of the field and every bird of the heaven and brought them to the man to see what he would call them and whether the man called each living being, whatever the man called each living being, that was its name. So the man gave names to all livestock and the birds and of the heavens and to every beast of the field. But for the man, there was not found a helper for him as his counterpart. So Yahweh Elohim caused a deep sleep to fall on the man, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place. And the rib which Yahweh Elohim had taken from the man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man. And the man said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. This is called woman, because she was taken out of man. Amen? But if we read the other one, it says when he created them, he created both of them, and he called both of their names. Eve was in Adam all the time. She was there when he first created Adam. As soon as Adam was created, she did too. She just wasn't separate from him. He said he created the male and female. He gave them genders. Their name wasn't separated yet. So we'll get into that when we get into, if Yahweh, Yahweh, we get into all this. Yahweh is, what is demon possession? Kind of odd, right? Another odd thing. What is demon possession? What is it? What really is demon possession? And we're going to go to this scripture. And this scripture actually says it, but I'm not going to say it. I'm just let y'all hear it. And y'all tell me what you heard. So we're going to 1 Samuel 16, 1 Samuel chapter 16. 14 through 16. And I want you to hear. And then you tell me what you believe what demon possession is. Even the way we do it now, but we can talk afterwards if you want. And the spirit of Yahweh fled from Shaul. Spirit from Yahweh troubled him. And the servants of Shaul said to him, troubling you, please let our master command our servant who are before you to seek out a man who is a skilled player on the lyre. And it shall be that when the evil spirit from Elohim is upon you, that he shall play with his hand and you will be well. Something happened. Yahweh's spirit moved and the evil spirit came in. Think about that. Think about that. And even down in 16, that at that time, when these things, when evil spirits, quote-unquote demons, came upon you, that somebody can get an instrument, which is a lyre, and they can play, and it will remove that demon off of it. Even with, when you go into the book of Tobit, they had a formula. When the angel gave, just went dead. I'm switching to the hopefully come on. Can y'all still hear me? Hopefully y'all can still hear me. When the angel Tobias, I mean the angel, what was the angel name? Raphael gave Tobias a formula to remove the demon. Today we don't have to go through formula. All we have to do is use the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, which is, again, as we started out with, it has all power and all understanding. Everything is given to him. Everything. So we will go through that. Here's another one. We will go through Torah Aki. And might reach out to my brother, bring my brother Avi on to talk about some of these things. Amen. Torah Aki. Can the solar system affect human behavior? Can the solar system affect human behavior? All this is underneath the umbrella of odd. All of it. Again, because in my study, I want to know. I want to know what hindrances I have from Yama, right? And this is the thing that he gave me. Can the solar system affect human behavior? We do know that when the moon is at a certain thing, a certain place in the sky, that it does have some type of an effect on humans. So we're going to get into that. We're going to get into that, matter of fact. You know, I got a scripture for that. I got scripture for that, too. Can the solar system affect our behavior? And if you go back and you look at all four of these things that we talked about, all of them, one way or another. First, we are born with one, the oppositional defiant disorder. Then you got all these other things that you got to deal with being a human being. You got life, period, being a human being. And all that, trying to live a righteous life with all this. But Hebrews, we read in Hebrews 4:14-16, that we have a high priest who have not been tempted in all ways. So he did not leave us an excuse. We can't say this life that you gave us, Father, is too hard. No, we can't say that. It's too much against me in this life, Father. How you expect me to prosper? How you expect me to live a righteous life is too much, eh? First of all, my son did it. Second of all, I gave you a piece of my son. Third of all, you got to get rid of the odd. You got to get rid of that disorder. You get rid of that disorder, then everything will fall in line for you. Oppositional defiant disorder. We're going back to Genesis. Genesis 1:14-19. And it came to be. Excuse me, fam, I gotta go back. I'm in Genesis 14. And Elohim said, let the lights come to be of the heavens, separate day from the night, and let them be for signs and appointed times and for days and years, and let them be for light in the expanse of the heavens to give light on the earth. And it came to be so. Very important. That scripture right there I just read, that is very important to our understanding of the solar system. That one, right? I'm going to read it one more time, 15. And let them be for light in the expanse of the heavens to give light on the earth. And it came to be. Very important, that scripture right there, for us to even to begin to understand the quote-unquote solar system. See, somebody been telling lies about some things out there in the world. Somebody been feeding people's imaginations, right? That's what they're doing. They feeding people. So they coming up with all type of stuff about what's out there. But that scripture right there, to give light to the earth. That's it. But we're going to go through it because that imagination of ours has been fed and nurtured. And Elohim made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, the lesser light to rule the night, and the stars. He set them in the expanse of the heavens to give light on the earth. To give light to the earth. Now here's again, the little art, right? The little art. Do we believe the word of Yahweh? Do we believe the word of Yahweh? I'm going to read that again. And Elohim set them in the expanse of the heavens to give light to the earth and to rule over the day, over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And Elohim saw that it was good. And there came to be evening, and there came to be morning, the fourth day. Amen. That's it. It's the 19. I don't know how I say it, 23. It's to 19, family. He was writing down for 14 to 19. To give light on the earth. But that's another question, though. Can the solar system affect human behavior? And I will willing, we will get through all the teachings in the next 6 weeks. I will willing, family. I will willing. One more scripture under art is Romans 8:28. And that's my ending scripture for tonight. And now we know that all matters work together for the good to those who love Elohim, to those who are called according to his purpose. I did have one more scripture. I did, but I didn't write that down. I did send it out the other day. And it's examine yourself. What was that? 2 Corinthians 13:13. I can't remember what it was. It's examine yourself to see whether that you are in the faith or not. And that's what we got to do. We got to examine ourselves. We got to comb ourselves. We got to continue to clean out the cup so we can stand as little Yahushua's in this world. Amen. Amen. Shabbat shalom, Yisrael. Shabbat shalom. That is the end of my blog talk. And we pray for Brother Harvey that Abiyah keep those unclean spirits away from him because he had a double duty tomorrow. And I'm going to close out with the closing prayer and the benediction. Prayfully, we got something. And Toda, for those who allowed that spirit to work on them and their minds was moving and they sent things. I like that the spirit lands on us. God, and I'm quite sure what happened to all of them. As the Moray teaching and Yahweh is bringing out things and giving you things in your spirit. Shabbat shalom. Blessed are you, children of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahushua, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahushua, magnificent one. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who blesses Israel with hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yah, once again, for allowing us to come and sup with you, Abiyah. Abiyah, we thank you for your word tonight, Father. We ask and pray that it be like fertile ground, that we be like fertile ground, Father, and your seed take root, your word as a seed take root within us, Abba. We thank you, Father, for all those who are listening, Father, and those who are listening later, Father, that one plant, one waters, and you give the increase, Father. Yeah. Father, yeah, I ask and pray all these things in your holy and precious Son name, I pray. Amen. Shabbat shalom, Yisrael. Shabbat shalom. Da 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 da
my mind. 2 Corinthians 13:5. Everybody says they can't wait. Would you be ready if he came back today? You better take advantage of this grace and check your spirit.
And the laws of discipline from the scriptures, and check your spirit, be diligent, never fear it. The fire will make you purer. Be a doer, not just a hearer. Living in a pitiful error, straight from the laws, and that's a suicidal error. Get your mind right before the hour of terror. Procrastinate and be destroyed in your security. To save your life, you need to eat eggs and my eggs.
Sometimes I try to justify my sin, but no excuses will be heard in the end. Sometimes I try to justify my sin, but no excuses will be heard in the end. So I examine myself every day.
Egbe Yahweh Soke Egbe Yahweh Soke Egbe Yahweh Soke
Yahweh,
it's okay.